Dad left 8 weeks after the accident. We weren't surprised. I mean, he and Mom had fought for months. They seemed to believe the walls of our house were soundproof, but they weren't, so we knew how many evenings ended with angry exchanges. We also knew the fights weren't why he left. Dad was pretty passive. He'd have stayed to the end, I think, as most of the yelling coming through the walls was Mom. But after the accident, he couldn't figure out how to go on. Suddenly, he had to take charge, and Dad didn't have the first clue how to take charge. Starfish and I missed him, but what could we do? Everything was different. Since everything was changing already, for Dad to walk away simply kept up the inertia we had going. Then, of course, we had to move, because we had nothing left. Star fought the move, but I thought it paled compared to the rest of it. What was a move in light of the end of a family? 5 seconds. We'd been told the accident, from beginning to end, had taken less than 5 seconds. In 5 seconds, our worlds had spun out of control, and it was sure going to take more than 5 seconds to find the brakes on it. That summer, right after school ended, Dad took all of us to his mother's house, and he left us there. Mom, Starfish, and I would live with Dad's mom. Dad didn't tell us where he was going to live. He kissed Mom, kissed Starfish, shook my hand, and with tears in his eyes, simply said he wasn't strong enough for the life we had right now. He didn't want us to hate him, but he was weak, knew that he was weak, and hated that he was weak. However, that hatred didn't stop him from being weak, and he walked down the pitted walkway to the crumbling driveway, got in his car, and drove away. We never saw him again. That began the second part of our lives, the one without Dad, where Mom was new, Grandma took care of the details, and nothing looked like it had for the first 14 years. It started badly, but change has that tendency. It ended great, because I forgot to mention one little detail. God was looking out for the Staffords, and regardless of the twists, turns, and complete nosedives the story takes, if God's watching out for you, you're golden. Trust me on this, I would know. Especially that nosedive part. Yeah, we saw a whole lot of those. But noses scab and heal, and life can go on. "It smells strange in here," Starfish whispered when Grandma left us alone. We were taking over the small upper section of her house, which was roughly broken into 2 rooms. This was sort of an attic, so the ceiling was sloped, too low to stand up in a few places. My grandpa had once started to finish it, so the beams were covered, but it still looked, felt, and smelled like an attic. "What if it's mold? What if we die from living up here? Nobody would care, Pete. Nobody cares about us. Dad left us here like kittens at the pound. And Mom..." Starfish was having a hard time dealing with Mom. That made sense, because they had been close, and Starfish was just like Mom. Like old Mom. She had plans, ambitions, dreams. Having Mom's brain break during Star's final years of high school, and then moving to a new town to live in our grandmother's tiny house, was not part of Star's plan. And she was angry. I might have been angry. I didn't get angry often, so maybe this gnawing in my gut was anger. But I thought it was something else. Fear, maybe. I wasn't afraid of much, either, but when Dad's car pulled out of the drive, I'd sure felt something, and it wasn't something good. While he hadn't surprised me, I also hadn't expected it. But then, nothing for the past 2 months had lived up to expectation. "Let's unload some boxes," I suggested. That seemed like the sensible thing to do right now. We had an empty room and full boxes. Unpacking made sense. We needed some sense. "Why? We can't stay here, Pete. How can we live here?" "You have other options?" I asked, because I think we're staying here. She growled at me. "Don't you see how hard this is? You're just like him, letting the world happen around you. Look around you, Peter. This life shouldn't happen to us."